Camel Country 108. And now, the world according to H.G. Listiak.
Welcome to my world, where it's the Yuletide season. Time to sing the songs we only know half of the words to. Time to raise our voices in harmonious disharmony and offend some people with our traditional tunes. God rest ye merry gentlemen is definitely a slur towards merry gentlewomen, and the mention of God will definitely get us in court. Hark the herald angels sing is offensive to unheralded angels everywhere. The first Noel indicates that the following Noels are inferior, and you can only imagine the racial overtones in dreaming of a white Christmas. Silent Night could be construed as offending the hearing impaired. They won't know it, but you can rest assured their lawyers will. And what about decking the halls with boughs of holly? Two problems here. First, the tree huggers will be upset for cutting holly. And secondly, holly is poisonous and must be labeled as such. Or can you just imagine the ramifications of singing about donning gay apparel? Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And oh boy. If you want to get PETA and the rest of the animal rights groups on your festooned holiday butts, don't start warbling about poor animals hauling a heavy one-horse open sleigh or poor little enslaved reindeer hauling a fat man and a load of toys around the world in one exhausting night. And share with me, if you will, the pain of the poor chestnut roasting over an open fire, or the harassment and misdeeds that could happen under a mistletoe. And shall we sing of the little town of Bethlehem? It sure isn't lying very still these days. That would be a sure way to light off the Palestinians again. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay to sing this holiday season. Just don't let anyone hear you, as I see it. Merry Christmas. I'm H.G. Listiak.